Boom, 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 boom. You've had a win by downloading the Carrie and Tommy podcast. The Monopoly game at Macca's is here. Download the app for more ways to win. And make sure to scan your tickets to unlock the chest.
Yeah, it is for your Monday, Arvo. How we doing, guys?
I'm good.
Yeah.
All the better for seeing all of you guys.
I just
love working with you guys.
Okay, what's really happened?
I don't know what's happened to me.
Has someone accidentally changed your medication or something? What?
No, but you know, later in the show.
And then
I'm excited because there is a naked photo of you from the past that all my friends are texting me about. We need to talk about
it. Okay, great. That's not what I thought you were going to talk about next. Because next written on the board, there's someone who you think should be more famous.
Oh,
and I was hoping it was going to be me.
I'm outraged. No, not you.
Oh.
But that photo could help you
Did
get
you
more
reckon?
Famous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to stick around, find out who that is next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
Okay. You're right, Biggers.
I just learned about a star I'd never heard of.
I know. I didn't even think it was a real name, to be honest. But anyway, here we are, because you've got someone you think should be more famous.
I've got someone else I want to talk about. Mm. Okay. Kristen Bell.
Yes.
Why is she not more famous than she is?
She's pretty famous.
She's not. I don't think she's famous enough for her achievements. Like, if you think about, if you had to quickly list the top five women
Sandra Bullock, J-Lo, Eva Mendes.
Either way, she's not Natalie popping
Portman,
up in your top five, is she?
Madonna.
Okay, enough.
But is she the most famous Kristen?
I mean, I don't think I know another. Oh no!
Kristen
What's the one
Stewart
from Twilight? It's Kirsten. That's Kirsten, isn't it?
Is
Stewart
that Kirsten?
Or Kristen Stewart? Oops, Kristen's and Kirsten's don't like when you do that.
Is that Kirsten Wiig? Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Great.
Kristen Wiig, isn't it?
Oh gosh. Now I don't know.
Anyway, I watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall for the first time on the weekend. That is the funniest movie ever. How have I not seen it before? It's right up my alley.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, Chris showed it to me and I enjoyed every little bit of it.
Is this with Kirsten Bell?
With Kirsten Bell. But then I watch every
you sound
other...
Like you're from London.
Every other day I watch Frozen with Evie and she's Anna in Frozen. She's got the most incredible voice.
I thought that was Adele Dazim.
That's Elsa.
Is Adele Dazim.
Or as Addie says, Elsha. It's Elsha.
Oh, cute.
And no man instead of snowman. No man. Anyway, she's in that. And this is the thing. I would have thought she would have made an absolute mozza for that. Because that movie has been one of the most successful Disney movies ever.
And she does the singing? Is that a really
That's
singing?
Her voice, that, yeah. And I was watching, because I watch a lot of it. She does this live thing at Disneyland where she sings, and she sings just like she does
she's
in the movie.
She's still doing
she's beautiful.
Costume work at
she's,
Disneyland.
No.
Is she?
It's like a special performance. She's
she?
Not doing Saturday
Night. Minimum wage.
Oh, she's in lots of other stuff. I had no idea she was the voice of Gossip Girl. XOXO.
Sorry, wrong Gossip Girl.
XOXO.
Gossip Girl.
I don't know what Gossip Girl is, so that's... But I can't believe
Either
part
way,
of it.
It was a huge series.
Yeah.
And I don't think she ever got any credit for narrating that entire thing. I just feel like she needs me to champion.
But I don't think narrators get a lot of credit.
But I feel like she should. She's been attached to some really successful things. She was in A Bad Mum's Christmas. Bad Mums and then A Bad Mum's Christmas.
Oh, Bad Mums.
Yeah.
Okay, and so what she said, she's not worth as much as you thought. What's
well,
she worth?
To be fair, when you Google it, it's never accurate because yours said you were worth $40 million when I Googled
you. And what did yours say you were worth?
$100,000. Hers said she's worth $20 million, which is obviously a lot of money, but not for being the voice in one of the biggest Disney movies ever.
Not for being the narrator of Gossip Girl.
I just think she's married. Do you know she's married to Dax Shepard?
Is she?
Yes. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Do you
know
Dax Shepard?
Yeah, I know Dax.
So then I started following Dax
he's
and
from,
her, and they're very funny.
Punked.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the host of Punked.
Yeah. Anyway, he's very funny.
Is
and
he?
Together,
or is that Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah, isn't that Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton was definitely in Punked.
I feel like maybe he handed the torch over to Dax.
Anyway, they've got two kids. Follow her, Kristen She's Annie Bell. She's Dax. Definitely worth following.
Kristen Annie Bell.
Kristen Annie Bell. Is her, yeah.
Dinger. Let's just call her Dinger.
I think she should be more famous than she is.
Do you?
I feel like she needs a lot more love than she gets.
Who else do you reckon should be more famous?
I don't know. That's the only one I've spent time on
the
weekend.
I assumed you were just going to pass it over to the phones.
Okay, 13, 10, 60. Yes. Who should be more famous? Yes. And they're just not.
Yeah, get involved.
Give us a call. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
That is the latest one from Mariah Carey and Lauren Hill. It's called Save the Day.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bit of Mariah Carey. Now, she's famous.
She's famous.
See, Kristen Bell should be as famous as Mariah Carey.
Oh, just give us one second. You chat with
me. I don't understand why Kristen Bell isn't bigger than she is. Other people have caught up with other stuff she's done. The Good Place, which was awesome. I said she's in Veronica Mars. She was Veronica Mars.
I don't know what that means.
No, yes. She was the lead in Veronica Mars. Okay. Yes, she was Veronica. She's just done so much stuff. She was in Frozen as Anna.
Yes.
And she was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which I saw for the first time on the weekend.
And you're outraged.
And I'm outraged that I just don't hear more about her. She's in so many successful things, but she's not known as one of those it women.
Mariah Carey, net worth between $300 and $520 million.
See, Kristen Bell should be up there with that. That's what should be happening.
Do you reckon?
That's a lot.
That is heaps, isn't it?
Amanda's on the line now. Amanda, who do you think should be more famous than they are?
Okay, Catherine Hahn.
Who
we
is
have
that?
I have no idea who that is. She's been in Bad Mum, so she was the third mum.
Mum number three deserves to be more famous. I agree.
What makes her so good?
Well, she's been in Anchorman, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, We're the Millers, Wonderlust. She's been in so many big movies, but she's always a supporting actress and she's so funny.
Oh, I remember her from We're the Millers. That's such a funny movie, that movie.
It was like something about throwing a sausage down a corridor.
That's right.
Amanda, her net worth, according to the reliable internet, is $2 million.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Amanda, this is the same internet that says that Tommy's worth $40
million. That might be right. Don't laugh so hard.
Hayley, who do you think should be more famous?
Paul Rudd. So funny.
And he's in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He is so funny.
Is he? Yes. But him and Friends, oh, my God, he is hilarious. I can't believe. He's always just like the sort of afterthought in movies and castings and stuff. But he's the funniest actor.
In Clueless with Alicia Silverstone.
I think I have to object. I think I have to object to this,
Why?
Hayley. Paul Rudd was Ant-Man. Like, he's a leading guy in his own Marvel
movie. Yeah, but he still doesn't... He's not listed as the Brad Pitt,
the
Leo.
In 2019, he was the ninth highest paid actor in the world, raking in $41 million.
If I asked you to name your top 10 actors, you would not slip Paul Rudd in there.
He'd be number 9. Because I, like Forbes, have the same list.
Mitch, who do you think should be more famous?
I think Tommy Little should be more famous than he is.
Good on you, Mitch. Have you got a prize there for Mitch, please, Jesse?
What do you think it is about Tommy that means he's not as famous as he should be?
Well, when you think about, like, the most famous Australian comedians, like, Carl Barron comes straight to mind, but I think Tommy should be up there as the first.
I reckon whatever
as
you're going to give him, Jesse.
Double it.
Give him double. Yeah.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, for your Monday arvo, doing it all thanks to McDonald's Monopoly game. It is in full swing, guys.
And there are $532 million worth of prizes to be won, Bickers. And one in five wins instantly.
Good excuse to eat on air as I got a mouthful of chips.
You were hoeing to those fries.
Oh, so good. Okay, should I peel the thing now?
Peel the front, yeah, okay, absolutely.
What'd you get?
I got a chance card too. Okay, we can go on the app.
I got a chance card too.
Okay, we can go on the app.
What'd you get?
I want some fries.
Hey, coming up later on the show, a lot of my friends have questions about you and your past.
Oh, really?
We need to discuss.
Okay.
Yeah, but up next, I saw something on the weekend. God, it made me chuckle. And as soon as I saw it, I thought, Tommy will really appreciate this.
I can't
We're
wait.
We're going to discuss it next.
Can't wait.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. And coming up a little bit later on, what got cut out of Tommy's project interview with Machine Gun Kelly?
Right now, because what do you got?
So I can't remember if it was you or another great mind that said this thing.
Probably
right?
me.
But anyway, I saw it in action on the weekend and I laughed a lot and thought of you. So if it wasn't you, just pretend it was
you. Okay, great.
You once told me that watching somebody pick up poo, that the act of picking up not your own poo but your dog's poo, I think it was you, was like the great equaliser. Like no matter who it is, right, picking up dog poo just brings you straight back down to earth and makes you one of us.
Yeah, you can't be arrogant while you're picking up another dog's
turds. Was that you that said that?
I don't know.
No, someone else profound.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was out for a run on the weekend and this guy bounded past me and he had like real, he was very tall. He was probably 6'2", 6'3", and he had real strong...
Trunks.
Yeah. Like muscly. I run for lots on the weekend.
Hamish McDonald legs.
Oh, does he have trunks like
that? Mate, you should see him.
I spent a lot of time checking him out.
Oh, they're smashing.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, he wouldn't be 6'2", though.
He's sometimes got small koalas. Just perched mid-thigh.
Oh, make him even more lovable, wouldn't it? Yeah. Oh. Anyway, he bounded past me with his dog. And his strides, I reckon I probably needed 5 steps to catch one of his strides. Yeah. He was that confident. Good-looking man, fit. Yeah. And I just had a little nod to myself as he walked past. Clocked him. That's all I did. Clocked him.
I had a nod to myself.
Good-looking
man. Bit of bird watching, I believe it's called.
Bit of bird watching.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, I run past a man who's half crouched, half leaning over, scraping dog poo into a doggy bag. And then I'm like, ugh, straight away because dog poo's gross. Then I was like, oh, it's that man. And then he stood up. And he'd lost all hotness.
Did you try and take back your nod somehow?
Started running with the doggy
bag.
Oh, no. And he kept one arm out, right? Yeah. Kind of limp, a bit limp, but only one arm.
Yeah.
Swinging with the doggy bag as he continued to run the next 5Ks because I saw him then at the end of my run on the phone.
Still with the bag.
Still holding the bag.
Why not get to a bin?
It's on a bush track, so there was no bins along the way.
Oh.
But he didn't even hold it close to him, like, you know, when you keep your arms close to you when you run. He had his hand outstretched as if it stunk, because it stunk.
Yeah.
Right? And in that moment, I thought of your profound statement that you had said to me once about how it is the great equaliser. Even hot people, famous people, rich people, once they go through the art of picking up their dog's poo, they just become one of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the same is said about tripping over.
Yes.
There is never one person that's tripped over that you've gone, geez, they were good doing that.
Like Madonna when she said COVID. Remember that? She was in her bath of milk and she said that COVID was the great equaliser.
Yes.
Yes.
So you think COVID is not the great equaliser, but picking up dog poo is the great equaliser. Sonda, did you have one?
No.
She just said to me, I wonder if someone thinks they're hot enough to be able to pick up dog poo and still look hot while picking up dog poo. And I said, okay. She said, why don't you do calls on that? And I said, or we could do calls on what other things are the great equaliser?
Yeah, I love it.
More than Sonder's?
Oh, way better, mate. I wish I hadn't gone to Sonder. I'm so sorry. You should have planned this better. I am intrigued, though. In this whole story, he did have a dog, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was almost as big as him.
You didn't mention the dog at any point. And I suddenly thought this was just a Good Samaritan picking up random turds.
Oh, no, because he would have been hot again if he'd done that.
No, he wouldn't. He would have been into it.
131060. Yep. What other things like that are the great equaliser? No matter how famous you are, how hot, how rich, as soon as you have to do that activity, you're just like one of us.
It's impossible to look good.
We'll take your calls next, 131060. Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little. Carrie and Tommy for your Monday Arvo, and we're talking the great equalisers in life.
Yeah, so a very fit, hot guy bounding along the running track the other day.
You gave him a nod.
Well, I didn't give him a nod.
That's what you said.
No, I said I nodded to myself.
You said you nodded at him.
I just meant I clocked him.
You said you clocked him.
I
and
didn't
then
nod
said,
at him
hey,
like,
go,
hey.
Get over here and clock me.
All right.
Not too much.
A lot.
Did you say clock?
Anyway, saw him, clocked him, and then about a kilometre later I saw him bent down trying to scrape up dog poo off the track, and then he ran for the next 5Ks holding out a doggy bag to the right, not with it close in because it stank. He had to hold it out and all hotness disappeared.
Yeah. You thought that was the great equaliser.
And I thought it was the great equaliser. No matter who you are, as soon as you have to pick up dog poo, you're just one of us.
Great.
You know? Sammy, what do you think one of the great equalisers is?
Hi, Sam.
Hello. No, definitely. I'm a blood collector, and when someone has to hand me a stool sample, that's it.
Yeah. So, okay, so what if Hugh Jackman was handing you a stool sample? Is there any way Hugh Jackman could make that feel cool or just not?
No way. If I have to ask him when and where, that's the end.
I think it's anything warm that's come from your body. Right?
It's a lot
like
for
a pee
those,
or anything.
I know.
Why isn't there some kind of secret chute that you pop it in so no one sees it? Just goes from the toilet and then you chuck it down the chute and they've got
it. You do feel like there's a tiny bit of judgment in the Passover period where your hands it's like, also, he didn't drink enough water.
Yeah. There's also a whole waiting room full of people going, someone's dropping their piss off. All right.
Chrissy, what do you think is one of the great equalisers?
Hey, I think for sure people walking around with toilet paper stuck to their shoe.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like karma has a way of getting people with this one. It's always the rude people who are just horrible that walk out of the bathroom.
Chrissy, I was just about to tell you a story of how that happened to me.
Karma, mate.
You've really lined me up.
I
was chatting to a girl at a nightclub that I'd known for like a few years, but only through passing. And she was so cute, and I was standing there and I started chatting to her, and after like three sentences she just goes, "Tommy, I've just got to stop you, mate. You've got so much toilet paper stuck to you." And I had like a comical amount. Like, it was honestly like it went all the way across the dance floor. People were like two-stepping on my bog paper that's stuck to my shoe. I'm like, how did I even get this much of it?
Oh, what about John? Can we go to John? John, what do you think is one of the great equalizers in life?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I work in Surrey, and I can't say I've ever smelt one that smelled like roses. And I can tell you something else too. I've never seen a good-looking one.
Yeah.
Or a pretty turd.
Have you ever seen anyone walking around the sewage plant with a bunch of toilet paper stuck to their foot, John?
No.
Damn it. Okay. Still just me then.
Yeah, probably.
It's pretty high energy end to the ball game, isn't
funny,
it?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Something I've been meaning to chat to you about for weeks now,
what?
Because my phone has been running hot with friends that have questions about you.
Oh, great.
And these questions have stemmed from one picture that you posted of you in a fireman's outfit. It's on your Instagram. We'll put it on ours at Carrie Tommy Show.
Yep.
The questions range from were you a stripper to were you a fireman to do you have a dress-up box? When was that? People have lots of questions.
Okay, I can try and answer those three questions in a row. Once, no, and yes.
Once you're a stripper,
yes.
No, you're not a fireman, yes, you have a dress-up box.
Yes.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Play a song, okay. Jesse.
So that is you.
Yes, that's me.
Because when I showed this photo to Sonda, our producer, to say that I wanted to talk to you, she goes, "Oh, but that's not Tommy." And I said, "That's definitely Tommy." And she said, "No, the funny thing was he posted it saying, that's not me, but people thought it was me." Is that you?
What do you think?
I do think it's you.
Of course it's me, yeah. But it's from ages ago.
That's what I thought. How old would you have been?
Oh, 23 maybe, 22.
And why were you wearing no shirt and a fireman's outfit?
It's a long, it's not.
It's a long time. We've got time.
We do. A friend asked me to strip for something at a party. At a
hen's night?
For a hen's party.
Strip for something? And what does that mean?
A friend asked me.
And I was really offended. And I said, "Why would you ask me?" And she said, "I just started doing comedy." And she said, "I just didn't know how comedy was going for you."
and make
so
money on
I
the
was
side.
I was outraged, and then I checked in with myself and I realized comedy wasn't going well for me. And so I asked her how much she was going to pay me.
And how much was she going to pay you?
She said $200. And I said, that's not even as much as a stripper gets. And she says, "I know, that's why I'm asking you." We're trying to save money. And I said,
quite a compliment though.
Well, I once again was outraged. And then I said through my outrage, okay. And then
then you rocked up to the hen's party looking like that.
Looking like that.
Did they laugh?
Look, it
only
wasn't...
Only because I've been... No, I don't mean that. I only mean that because whenever I've been at a hen's night and the stripper rocks up, I always laugh. It makes me laugh.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't... Certainly wasn't good enough to go again.
Did you do a dance, like a Magic Mike dance?
I did like a fireman theme.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you like choreograph it?
No.
Come on, recreate it. No. Give us a little bit. Always push the chair back from the mic. There's movement.
No.
How long did the dance go for?
Not long. I basically gave the hen like a lap dance.
And then that was it.
And then
you hung around and tried to pick up?
And did you know? No, I didn't. Because I knew most of them.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, they were from my high school.
Oh, my God. Is that Tommy? Oh.
No, everyone was like, ha, 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 it's Tommy.
What was the song of choice?
Oh, I honestly can't even remember. There was like a siren thing at the start. And then it was probably like Hot in Here or something. I honestly can't remember.
And did you then keep that out? Is that where your dress-up box kind of began?
No, that went. And then a dress-up box started with like a panda outfit, which I've still got. Yeah. But that was the second most embarrassing hens I've had.
What was the other
most embarrassing was when comedy started to go a bit better for me. And this is in the grey area when comedy certainly wasn't going well. So it was going bad enough that I was still accepting gigs like hens parties. And a mum booked me for her daughter's hens. And I found out I was in no way, I had no profile, I wasn't on anything, I was just doing the clubs every night. And so I found out that the mum had seen me at a stand-up club, loved it. But the daughter and the friends had never seen me, had no idea who I was. And the mum didn't introduce me as a comedian. She just said, "Here's Tommy Little." And they assumed that I was a stripper.
Called Tommy Little.
Oh, my God. And so then just started chanting for me to strip, right, as I'm trying to do jokes about Facebook. Like, you know, have you ever update your status with your name
research?
So
they weren't laughing
stuff.
Until you got naked and they saw Tommy Little and then they laughed.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Ask me how I'm doing because...
Well, if it's got something to do with what you just told me to look up, then you're doing good.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing great. Ask me why I'm doing great.
Why are you doing great?
Because Channing Tatum has got his rig back. And it's all I've been talking about all weekend.
We were talking about Channing Tatum last week about something. What was that about?
You imagining Channing Tatum?
Oh, that's right. Doing the do. That's good. Yep, I remember now. But you... were a big fan of Channing Tatum when he came on the project.
He's got the most
flirted you two back and forth.
He's got the most beautiful eyes of anyone I've ever met in my life. I realised that was too much, but as I started the comment, it was way too much.
It was also if they had your facial expression when you said that, you just kind of drifted off into the distance with your eyes.
Because I started to remember a lot of things. That was when we still had live audiences. And I remember when he first walked out, I said to the audience of screaming women, I said, "Whoever makes the most noise gets to root Channing Tatum."
Oh my God.
And they went, and he just went, "Well, this is wild."
But he didn't have the pre-context that he was going to go home with one of them.
No, he didn't know. But anyway, he was saying at that time that Magic Mike, he was just announcing the stage show's bickers.
Oh, that's right.
And I asked him, I said, "Are you going to be part of it?" And he laughed because he's like, "No, I don't look anything like I looked back
doesn't.
In the movie." Well,
I thought I remember him doing that interview with Ian. He still looked pretty ripped. I mean, he didn't do it topless, but he hadn't gone to seed.
Well, he thought he was frumpy, okay? Oh. And then he's just posted.
But a Channing frumpy is not like normal person frumpy.
Mate, we can't both love him this much. It's weird radio. I'm meant to be the good cop, you're the bad cop.
You I'm hate saying, him. Yeah, he was fat.
Yeah, that's good. Boy, do you remember seeing Channing?
So ugly.
Do you remember seeing Channing on set?
I did. God, yeah. I couldn't. My eyes hurt afterwards.
Well, guess what? He's got his rig back.
Wow.
He's good. He posted this pic, which you've got in front of you. Right?
Is that the one of him in the shower?
No, not that one, mate.
Oh, okay.
She's gone deep.
Not the one from the dark web. Just the most recent post, thanks.
That's of a kid jumping?
Oh. Oh, sorry, he's posted again. Next one.
What?
And it just says, "It's been a long road back. Injuries, life stuff, and just insanity in general. Ha, daddy is finally back, boy," is what he's written.
I thought that was boo. "Daddy is finally back, boo."
"Daddy is finally back, boo." And how good is he? I sent this to my friend.
Hold on, got to be a fun next 10-year run. Is he planning on having that body for the next 10 years?
Oh, gosh.
That's a lot of pressure.
I don't know. Oh, gosh, to all those who have been there for me and held me down through it all, I love you.
Did you read the rest of it?
No, of course I didn't.
What happened to him?
Let's
go.
What's that? Okay.
Also, Pete, the Purell bottle.
Yeah, that's hand sanitizer. Oh.
It's in the bottom.
Is this a plug? Is this an ad?
Well, I certainly haven't meant to.
Sanitize your whole body. Sanitize your abs. yes, he does look very ripped. It's exactly how you imagine Channing to look if you've seen Magic Mike.
Yeah, and this led me to watch Magic Mike for the first time on the weekend.
Wow.
And
how enjoyable is it?
It was pretty great. Yeah. It was really great. And I sent...
Do we have a bit of Magic Mike music? I feel like just to set the scene. Yeah.
Jesse's just going to... I thought he was just going to start singing.
Yeah. Second time we played this last like 10 minutes.
Anyway, I sent this to...
And Jess didn't even have it ready to go.
I also think there was another bit of audio in there that Jesse was meant to play. Yeah. He just glazed over when you were desperately fishing for it. When did you think that other audio was for?
Jess is just deep diving into Channing's post. That's just what's happened.
Busy with Channing stuff. Sorry, guys.
Well, I sent this to my friend.
Yeah.
I said, great news. Channing's got his rig back. And then he wrote back. This is McGregor. This is Luke.
Yeah.
And he wrote back, mate, that bod is perfect.
Oh, so literal.
He said ripped without being too big or veiny. And then he said...
Yeah, you don't want too veiny.
And then he said, 10 out of 10 beach bod. And he said, well, you aim for him. I'm aiming for this guy at the moment. And he sent me a picture, the amazing transformation of Jake Gay. He's a calisthenics instructor.
he looks pretty fit.
Yeah, that's what Luke's going
for. But Luke has been doing his own transformation, hasn't he?
I know. He's looking stunning. He's looking pretty much like Jake Gay. He's looking great.
Good on you, Luke.
And so...
Do we have to be on the opposite teams about Luke too?
You have to hate him.
I mean, God, he had a long way to go.
Do you have a bod you're aiming for, Bickers?
Me? Yeah. Oh, that went out the window a long time ago.
I want to know if people have...
It's too much effort.
Then just aim for someone the other way.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Just grow into someone.
Then I can reach my goal.
13, 10, 60... Are you aiming for a celebrity bod? Give us a call.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday afternoon on 13 10 60. A little bit of Channing chat.
Hasn't really lit up the phones, has it?
You are in awe of Channing and how he's got his bod back.
He's got his rig back.
His rig that we never knew he'd lost, he's got it back.
You said he was looking fat.
But I only said that to... make the radio break sound better.
Yes.
He's looked good the whole way along, let's be honest.
Yeah. But he's back.
But he is back.
He looks good to know. That's what we're aiming for now. Channing's rig.
Kate, how far off Channing's rig do you think you are?
Four lifetimes, I reckon. Kate, g'day.
Hi, guys. Big fan.
Good on you, Kate. You're the best. Pretty good. Are you aiming for a celebrity's rig?
Oh, my God. I would kill to have J-Lo's body. Absolutely
killed
to have her bod.
Kate, I feel the absolute same. I was just talking about that off air and our producer Sonda told me I'd need butt implants. So my pancake ass could never look like J-Lo's apparently.
But isn't she hot? I'd turn for her. I reckon I would turn for her.
Now, Kate, I find this an interesting statement because I don't often think like it means that you... people say it a lot.
Yeah.
But would you... would you make out with her?
It's all getting a bit weird now.
Can you not ask that question?
I can answer for her. She would.
Would you?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. God, yeah, any day. Yeah, absolutely.
Just for the story or?
No, not at all. Just to feel her amazing body.
Wow.
She's 50.
Okay.
She's 50.
Yeah.
Look at her.
So, Kate, I know it's a bit rude to ask, but do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 40.
Oh, yeah, great. So you've got 10 years to get there. That's great. I think
that's
because this phone topic has been such a success,
we
might just wrap it up there, I reckon.
Jesse,
is there any celebrities' bodies that you're aiming to be?
No.
No.
Just make up something.
Jesse, hang on. Hey, Jesse, is there any celebrities' body that you're aiming to be there?
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, really?
Mate, we should have just
What about Kaylee? Let's go to Kaylee.
Okay, we're still going.
Kaylee, which celeb body are you aiming for?
Well, I'm actually not aiming for anyone's body, but I wanted to share with Tommy, because he does seem to be a big lover of Channing Tatum, and I guess not. There is actually a stripper in Australia who looks exactly like him.
Oh, God, I'm going to book him out for the rest of the year.
I've requested him for my hen. he's a on TikTok. He's a massive on TikTok as like a Channing Tatum lookalike. Everyone loves him. So I just thought I would share. Wow. His name is Will. I don't know if that's his stripper name or a real name.
It's not a very good stripper name, is
Will.
It?
Oh, no, Willie's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, Willie. Yeah,
Kaylee, I don't know if you heard us earlier talking about a picture that Tommy has put. It's on our Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.
Where Tommy was naked.
Where he...
that picture.
Yeah, so he says, jury's out whether that's him or not. He says it's not him. It does look like him. But whether you would book that stripper for your hens.
I'll have a look.
She sounds like she's got Will and she's pretty happy.
She does, but she could have two. She could have Will and you and Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I chatted with Machine Gun Kelly last night.
I did. I saw that on the project.
He is an absolute legend.
I didn't know anything about him until your interview. So how's that?
So did you literally know nothing about him?
I didn't.
So you didn't know he played Tommy Lee in The Dirt? You didn't see The Dirt?
I didn't even understand when you were saying you were interviewing MGK, that was Machine Gun.
So he used to do a lot of hip-hop, right? He's got 5 hip-hop albums out, and now he's doing more of this type of stuff.
That's different to hip-hop stuff.
Yeah, he's doing like this kind of pop-punk stuff and he's dating Megan Fox.
Oh.
And so it's him and Megan Fox in that clip together. Right. But the more I digged into him, the more I thought how cool he was. He's got a movie coming up soon with Robert De Niro where he's starring alongside Robert De Niro. And then I started looking into what he's been doing in lockdown. He's been doing these lockdown sessions where he just rings people. So he rings like Marilyn Manson and asks them what he'd like to see a cover of, and he did a cover of Champagne Supernova, the Oasis song with Youngblood. Have a listen for the pipes on this kid. So this is Youngblood. How many lives a little change? Where were you while we would get high? And here's our boy. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball.
Where were you while we were getting high? Great cover.
And so I just got in deep in this world of him, and he famously had a feud with Eminem.
Oh.
He wrote a beef song about Eminem, and Eminem wrote one back called Kill Shot.
Why did they have issues with each other?
It's been going on for years. It started with a tweet about Eminem's daughter back in the day, which he didn't realise. He just said she was hot, didn't realise how young she was, quickly withdrew it.
Oh.
But then like 6 years, Eminem blocked him out of all these record deals and stuff like that. And I actually brought that up. I'd been getting on great with him, and I...
That's bold of you.
Well, it was
on the list of things not to ask?
So, I didn't realise afterwards there was a list of
things
not to ask.
There's always a list, mate.
But I thought, how good's this? I haven't got a list of things not to ask. And I brought it up, and he was so lovely. Aww. He just didn't say anything. And I said, and he'd been so friendly, and I said, oh, mate, you obviously don't want to talk about this.
Oh, aren't you a good journalist? And don't ask any follow-up questions.
And he goes, no, that's fine. And then as soon as I asked him the next thing, he was back up and about.
That's rare. Normally you ask them the wrong thing and you lose them for the rest of the interview.
Ruins it. And I got to the end of the interview and I said, hey, mate, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to stump you or anything with that, and I'll get rid of it. And he said, no, that's fine. You've got to do your job. And I just didn't want to say anything, so I didn't say anything. I thought, what a lovely...
How do you not answer a question? Like, what did he say to not answer it?
Nothing.
Oh, he just didn't answer it?
Just didn't answer it.
Oh, just silence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I would have died.
It was fine. He was like, he didn't go...
He literally just didn't say anything. I just went, oh, I've got nothing to say.
Yes, he said, so I said, I think in that feud, you looked like you were just having fun. And he was like, I'm just having fun. And that was the shortest answer he'd given the whole time. And I said something like, have you had any contact? And then he just didn't say anything. And that's when I kind of bailed on it all.
Look at you go.
Well, I also had a little ace up my sleeve because weirdly... I have shared friends with him. So I'd got a question from his best friend and then asked him.
How do you know his best friend?
It's weird. It's just weird. Weird. And then so.
I really need to know.
We've got a joint friend. And so I went to him and I said, hey, do you have a question for Machine Gun? And he goes, I'll ask his best mate. And so that went through him. And then. And so that finished.
You're
going to be
hanging out sometime soon, you know that.
Well, he finished up and about. But one of the bits that shocked me about the interview was when he's been out to Australia a few times and he said this was something he remembered.
Still the homie with the glasses on that was like 16 years old that threw the house party that the whole neighbors hated.
Your favorite Australian export is Corey the Party Boy Worthington?
I can't believe you remember first and last name even. Like, that dude's really an Australian. We don't know it yet, but he low-key is like an Australian, like, historical figure, dude.
Oh, God. I don't know whether to be proud or aghast at that.
Have you seen a ghast?
Have you? I'm trying to slip it in a bit more now.
Mate, you can
to
barely
see if I can normalise it.
I just rolled off the tongue. Have you seen Corey the Party
no,
Boy?
No, I mean, I don't look him up often.
Have a look at that.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Oh, mate, he could be listening. Don't.
It's no, not, it's all right. I think he's going for terrifying, isn't
he? Do you reckon?
Well, he's sort of a 70s vibe with his glasses.
Yes.
A lot of, tattooed from chin all the way down arm, down to
nether.
Nether region.
Yeah.
With a peace sign around his neck, though.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Monday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, something that always goes down well on the show, brand new game.
Who's running this one? I don't know anything about it.
I'm all over this one. So,
oh, God.
So, did you guys watch Game of Thrones?
Oh, a couple of eps and then I found it a bit hectic.
Oh, great, because I watched it all.
So, you know, you remember Jon Snow?
Yes.
To be honest, I'm going to be very honest.
Yes.
It wasn't that it was too violent. I just couldn't keep up.
You couldn't keep up?
The story, the people and all the regions and the cold and the hot.
I don't
hot,
know.
There
I
was
don't
just
know.
So because much going on. I started Googling it.
I know, but I don't know if you should say that. I don't know if you should say, look, I wasn't offended. I'm just stupid.
I'm happy. I'm proud to say I couldn't keep up. Anyway,
why,
Jon
were you
Snow,
watching them out of order or something?
No, it just, they're all these weird names and, you know, they're all connected by Lord whoever.
Voldemort.
And, yeah. But I do remember Jon Snow because I have a friend who looks just like Jon Snow.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Who's I'll that dreamboat?
Stewie. I'll show you a photo of him.
Stewie.
He looks just like
Stewie Snow.
Anyway, what about Jon Snow? I
so
do
Jon
know
Snow.
No, nothing Stewie.
A partner, sorry, a girlfriend in the show, right? They're actually together in real life as well. And
oh, hold on. The girlfriend in the show
the
is his real life partner. Oh, the redhead.
The redhead Viking woman.
Yeah, right. That's the one, right? Mm. So they're
did
getting,
they meet on set?
Well, that's exactly what I want to talk about, right? So they met on set and now they've been together for ages and we want to play a little bit of a game.
Here's a list of celebrity relationships, but just one sec. Did these celebs meet on set?
Fun.
You could have called it Who's Having Set With Who?
It's very good. If only you were in these meetings.
All right, give us them.
Okay, so your first couple is Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh. Oh, because
yes.
I was going to say Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie met on
Mr.
set.
Mr. and Mrs.
Mr.
Smith.
Mr. and Mrs. Mm. I was going to say Jones. So oh. I'm glad I didn't finish the sentence.
Oh, no, maybe it might have been.
No,
no, it was Mr.
Right.
and Mrs. Smith.
Because
I feel like something to do with Friends. He came on and did a walk-on role, or I'm making things up.
Okay.
I haven't even seen Friends, but yeah. Again, I didn't
couldn't
understand.
They're all connected by different coffee shops and, oh, God.
I was a Seinfeld girl.
There's all these different households. I'm going to say not on set.
Okay.
You would be correct.
Which one?
Who?
That they didn't meet.
Oh,
oh yeah,
okay.
The biggest set on set. Else. So yeah. give her a bonbon.
Yeah,
please.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Tommy, taking a quick lead here, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, I don't know what
no.
they would have done together.
What? She was in Gossip Girls, or that she finished Gossip Girls.
I can't remember seeing Blake Lively actually in anything.
She did this
except,
underwater movie.
Well, I saw that Future movie with that kid who I can't remember his name. He's an awesome actor. The guy that was from Third Rock from the Sun, John. Oh gosh, I've forgotten his name. Doesn't matter. I'm saying not on set.
I'm saying not on set too.
Ah, you're both wrong.
Oh, what did they meet?
They
on?
Met while making Green Lantern.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is the movie that he always says that he wishes he didn't make. So
yeah, that's
oh.
right.
Oh,
he
that's
goes. He goes
harsh.
Through at the end of. Is it the end of Deadpool and shoots himself when he's making
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Alrighty, we've already done Brad and Angelina Jolie, so we'll just scrap that from the list.
Oh, was I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Give me a ding, thanks.
Tom
Mr. and
Cruise,
Mrs. Jones.
Yeah, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. On set
yes.
or offset?
What would they have met on set of?
Is he in Dawson's Creek? No. I feel like how else would they have met?
In the world.
Oh,
out there in the world. Actors' parties and things like that.
What would they have been in together?
I just can't think of anything. I'm going to say not on set.
I'm going to say on set.
Jesse doesn't know whether the ding or...
I never know. It's the ding, yes, you ding. Yeah.
I just give you both.
Just say on set or not on set,
so
Jess.
I got it?
Yes, Tommy's great, right. They're not on set.
I'm so confused.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner.
On set.
Yes, because it's been a while since we've had an on-set one.
It's a one. Pearl Harbor in 2000.
Wow.
Eva Mendes.
A movie I have not seen.
And Ryan Gosling.
Now, what would they met
wasn't
on
that
set
the,
of?
No, it wasn't the...
What were you going to say? The Notebook?
Yeah.
No, that was Rachel McAdams. In one of the best audition tapes I've ever seen.
Have you seen that audition tape?
Yeah.
How?
It's on the interweb.
Okay.
Have a look. It's... Great stuff.
Great.
Yeah, that and Steve Carell's audition tape for Anchorman is so funny. Oh.
I sent in an audition tape for Anchorman too.
Did you?
Oh, we need to see that.
For what role?
Like
to see if they want to recast Ron.
I figured I could do from my days on Rove, I could do like a straight news but with comedy type role.
So you send in, for Christina Applegate's role.
Mm.
Oh, she is very, very Veronica Corningstone.
Yeah. But wasn't she already in the first one?
I don't know. I thought maybe they'd want to create a plotline where there's someone else that comes in and... Anyway, didn't hear back, so I'm
so
sure they went in another direction.
No, you still wait on that call, mate.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Monday arvo, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Hughie and Ed as well.
Yeah, super pumped up. Hello, guys.
How was your weekend, guys? What happened?
We're still
got Igor from Big Brother ringing me, guys.
So. Yeah, Igor, Big Brother from Igor, Big Brother 2004.
When
the Merlin series.
There hasn't been more than one. Igor.
No, you're right.
So you, honestly, Carrie, when I say Igor from Big Brother, do you know who I'm talking about?
I remember the name. I don't really remember what he looked like or from what season, but
and
I remember
I said
when
from
I worked
Merlin
with you.
Merlin season?
Did Merlin do the thing on set with Gretel,
where the refugees
or something?
Yep.
Yes, I do remember that. But I remember when I used to work with you on another radio station, you used to talk about him a lot. I think it was during his heyday.
Yeah, no, it was after his heyday.
Close,
it wasn't
mates.
During it. No, I went to his Bucks party. So, yeah.
Why?
Do you mean you
as
went or you got
perform,
paid?
Or like...
Yeah.
No, I went. No, I was one of the. Yeah, I was. Yeah, I just went
you
to
were
his
what?
Bucks
one
party.
Of the what?
Close
no,
mates.
One of the.
Oh, I thought you.
Well, I wasn't.
You
yeah,
had a role
well,
but
something.
You guys still hang out.
Stripper or something?
No, I wasn't a stripper, but it was an outdoor. It was an outdoor, very cold event. His Bucks party, so yeah.
All right.
I felt sorry for people that night.
Can you do me a favour? Can you guys go online?
I felt sorry for people.
Because it was
that
so
night.
Cold.
I understand.
It was
not sure why.
It was in a beer garden. It was
cold.
Oh,
it's a bit cold out there.
Do you know what I mean? It was like a cold night for a Bucks party.
Were you
party.
Saying you were feeling sorry for the strippers? Is that what you were getting at?
Oh.
I feel like that's
cold.
What he's getting at.
It was cold.
I didn't know.
Put some clothes on. I feel bad. I'll go get a blankie.
When you kept saying cold, I was assuming it was
shrinkage.
Yeah, man.
A male strippers.
Yeah.
The nude Bucks party, you should have said.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favour and go onto Tommy's Instagram? Do you have your phones with you?
Yeah, my phone, sorry.
I've got to look over his shoulder.
Can you have a look at the third recent pic that he's posted of him in a fireman's outfit? We're having a discussion. Is that him or not?
I don't believe it is, but it looks like him.
Don't type in Igor. You're looking for
no.
Tommy.
This is the one. I've seen this photo. I had a good look at the photo.
That's Tom Burgess.
Who? Who's Tom Burgess?
Yeah, that's
who's that?
Tom Burgess, the rugby
NRL
league player.
Yeah,
one from the Burgess brothers.
I believe that looks. If it's
no,
certainly
it
not
isn't.
Tommy, but it looks like it's Tom Burgess.
I think it is him.
But
no, Tommy's
Harry, he's never had the meat. He's never been that thick.
He's not thick up top like that.
That's a real Tommy Little. That's a real compliment.
It's cold.
That Carrie Bickmore thinks that's you.
But remember when he stripped off for that thing that he did?
He's leaner than that. That guy's lifted heavyweights. Tommy has not lifted heavyweights.
That's a league body.
Sounding like we're going to have a lift off, is he?
You'll beat me. Don't go. I'm spaghetti arms.
Squat off. Wow. Tommy's in great shape, but that is not Tommy.
It's a different, but it's a different.
But I like what you're doing there.
Well, we just had a whole break about it, and he told me the whole story about that night and why he was wearing the outfit.
No.
And I feel like it was all lies.
It was all lies.
And where are his tats? Where is
his
tattoos?
Yeah, he said that was pre-tats.
No.
No.
I knew him pre-tats.
Come on.
That's not him.
Okay, don't. Now you make me feel like
his arm
like an
right
idiot.
Now, you'd feel it. There's no way it's that thick.
Hold
you know?
Cop
feel. When, hey, if you knew him back then, Ed, when did he get tats? What year?
I reckon the first couple, or the one I remember first, was the one, the mustache one on his finger.
Oh, yes,
I remember
yes,
the mustache yes. one was fairly early. And then the, one of the arms, I want to say left forearm, I believe, but I'm going off memory.
Can I just go on the mustache tattoo on his finger? Have you got a mustache?
It's a great joke.
Tommy, have you got a mustache tattoo?
Yeah, look at that. Now he's got a mustache.
It's funny.
No idea.
It's always funny.
It's always funny. About committed.
Yeah.
Anyway, big show. Don't
have
miss
a great
it.
Show.
Love happening.
Stick around. Here's your net in there.
Carrie and Tommy are off to get that winning peeling with a Monopoly game at Macca's. So why not head into your local Macca's, buy any ticketed item, and you could peel your way to millions of amazing prizes. Peel, play, and win today. Ends 20th of October 2020. Visit mcdonalds.com.au for full terms.